306 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday afternoon. Not a bad day. It is toasty for sure. 92 degrees. And you heard Matt DiNarbato from 8 News a couple of moments ago. This big storm kind of percolating a little bit. That's one of those technical meteorological percolating. No G on the end. You put the G on the end, you've screwed it up. But we'll get what we get, and otherwise looks pretty good, pretty straightforward. We got our good pal Carl Carlson joining us at 4:35 this afternoon. Carl, as you know, is my financial planner, and I'm very happy with Carl. I'll just say that, very happy with Carl. I think we're all, at least inside of Casa Katz, very happy with Carl, and we'll chat with him about one or two things at 4:35. Now, 5:35, Chris Beach from the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia is going to be here. I have to tell you now, there's bad news. Very, 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 very bad news. We, Team Katz, in the big Fatherhood Foundation father figure event, we still do not have a sponsor for our jerseys. The other three teams have all scored sponsors. Well, I'm not happy about that. All right, I'm not, oh, you know, I'm not like I'm jumping off a bridge, but come on, man. It's for the fathers and their kids. So we got to get ourselves a sponsor. If you're a business owner, I'm just telling you, great opportunity for you to step up to the plate and be on the Team Katz jerseys, and then you get a jersey. It's just like the big basketball thing they do. NCAA, right? The Final Four thing. Yeah. So that's what we got. We got four teams. And we're doing okay. I think we're in second place at the moment, but it is really neck and neck, which is good. That's the weird part about it. I, honest to goodness, and Beach doesn't believe me, I really don't have to be the number one fundraiser. I want to help as much as possible. I want us to get to that $100,000 mark, but if somebody else goes out there and raises the most money, fantastic, because it's all going to exactly the same place. That being said, we have a number of folks who are stepping up to help out Team Katz, and I'll give you a list of those so that you can help. But here's the big one. Honest to good, I know I didn't even mean to start with this. We have so much to talk about, and I'm doing this, but I just got the email from Beach over at Fatherhood Foundation saying we are the only team, one out of the four teams, that doesn't have a sponsor on our jerseys. Everybody else has one. So if you're a business owner and you want really, 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 really good attention paid to you, you want some real big folks looking at you and going, oh yeah, I could use them. Well, now's the time. You should probably get in on this. I'll give you details later. Now, it's also 1 year since Butler, Pennsylvania. A couple of things I want to talk about. And I'll remind you that the James River Air text line is always available to you, 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. I want to know where you were last year when that happened. Because I had a conversation over the weekend with Heidi. And I could describe in detail where we were, what we were doing, the comments that each of us made. And I'm thinking, well, I have a memory of Ronald Reagan being shot. And I remember where I was. I can't give you all of those details, but I sure as heck remember where I was and kind of, sort of, what I was doing. I think the assassination attempt on President Trump last year is, for this generation, a truly monumental event. Not for a good reason, I understand that, but it is one of those things. If you live through it, I don't think you will ever, ever forget where you were when you heard about it, where you were as it unfolded. And here's another thing. We still don't know any more about that kid. Why not? Why not? Why don't we know? And is it really... I shaved this morning as I do each and every morning with Occam's razor. So I don't do conspiracy theories. I don't do conspiracy theories. But God, there's just something odd that this nitwit last year, with, so far as I can tell, absolutely no training, is able to get a shot off at the President of the United States from a position that's not even really concealed. And a millimeter or two in another direction, and President Trump is gone. I'll share with you a text that just came in, and it will give you an example of how pathetic and deranged some of the leftists are. Now, every day, both Rich Herrera, and you know, Rich was back today. He had, I don't think it was even a full week, but his son Riggs was in town, and they did a lot of cool stuff, and he took a couple of days off. Good for him. Good for him. And he was back this morning. But every day, Rich and I both get these deranged emails from a 757 area code. Neither one of us will read them on the air because they are truly deranged and demented. But I have to share this one with you because it will give you an indication of just how deranged and demented some folks seem to be. I just asked you, what do you remember about that day when President Trump, well, it wasn't the president at the time, former President Trump, candidate Trump, was almost assassinated. And this sicko who texts every day, both morning and night, and apparently does nothing but sit by a speaker of some sort, listen sort of to what we say, gin themselves up into some sort of demented, frothy anger. I said, what do you remember about that day? Quote, here's the text. Just came in on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. Quote, it was an almost perfect day. End quote. There are bad people among us. The greatest con that the devil was ever able to accomplish was convincing people he didn't exist. You make no mistake, there's evil in this world. There's evil like that. We are making amazing progress right now thanks to the fact that President Trump survived. I look at something like this and I'm thinking, man, I gotta redouble my efforts to make clear how wonderful President Trump's accomplishments are, to talk about how he is truly a generational leader, a once-in-a-generation president. I thought Ronald Reagan would forever be, in my books, the greatest president of my lifetime. And Ronald Reagan is now number two. Now number two. Anyway, do me a favor. Hit me up on that James River Air text line if you are sane and cogent and have something interesting to share that is not disgusting and vile. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. 420 this afternoon. I got some tickets for you. John Fogerty is coming to Atlantic Union Bank After Hours. That's going to be August the 1st up at Meadow Event Park in Doswell. Those are always great shows. That's my buddy Matt Krieger. Puts those on. We should probably get Matt back too, now that I think about it, Germ, just to, you know, let everybody know what the layout is, what the plan is for the season. We talked about it a couple of months ago, but man, yeah, I'd love to get him back. We'll talk about that, and also the tribute stuff going on over in Innsbruck. That is pretty cool. We'll do that again at 4:20. Pair of tickets for John Fogerty coming August the 1st to the Atlantic Union Bank After Hours concert series. at Meadow Event Park in Doswell. 3:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 3:21, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday. I want to remind everybody, next week, I'm not here. What are you going to do? I don't know. That's really your issue, isn't it? Because I'm not going to be here, remember? That's what I'm saying. I'm not going to be here. I'm doing a week-long training course, which I'm really, really excited about. Very excited about that. So it'll be fine, I promise you, but I don't want anybody to get scared or overly concerned, because those days that I'm not here, I get notes. Jeff, is everything okay? Are you all right? Have they pulled a Tucker Carlson on you? No. So I'd like to give everybody the heads up. By the way, what the hell has happened to Tucker Carlson? Did you watch any of his speech at the Turning Point USA event? Now, I like Charlie Cook, Kirk, rather. I'm going to tell you that flat out. He's been on this program. I like him. I follow his stuff. I watch his stuff. Fundamentally, I just love what he has been able to do. But Tucker Carlson is the big keynote speaker for the Turning Point event. I'm sorry, major error. And I honestly don't know exactly what is happening to Tucker these days. But it just is not striking me as legit. If you've been watching him and you think that he's in the same place, you know, just tell me. Tell me. 804 says, Jeff, Tucker Carlson has gone so far right, he's actually ended up on the far left. Yeah. He is now about as woke a joke as you can get, it seems. And I don't want to go down the anti-Semitic. I really don't. I'm not going to do it. But there are a lot of people that are sort of buzzing about that. 804 says, Jeff, suddenly the female Gavin Newsom doesn't look that bad. Yeah, Abigail Spanberger is even further to the left than Gavin Newsom. Gavin Newsom figured out, since he wants to be president, I mean, they all do. You know that CIA Abby wants to be president, of course. This is just a stop on the way. But even he, Gavin, has figured out, well, I better dial back some of the outrageous, bat crap, crazy stuff a bit. Spamberger's just doubling down. It's crazy. 540, Jeff, I'll bet the FBI would be interested in that number that keeps texting you. Yeah, I think it's a number that the FBI and the Secret Service would probably be interested in. It just deranged. Just deranged. 804, Jeff, could be worse in Virginia, though. New York City's about to elect an Islamist Marxist. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, man damn me. If he wins, good Lord. You imagine that? An America-hating, Jew-hating communist who wants the government to seize property and run government-operated grocery stores. Gosh, what could possibly go wrong with that? Wow. Another 804. Jeff, just think, next year, Abigail Spanberger will be governor. Well, I don't think that's a given at all. I really don't. I think a lot of people sitting back going, well, it's just going to happen. And if you keep saying that, then you know what it is? Well, it's just going to happen. Kick your rear end of the gear a little bit, and maybe we can keep that from happening. We got great options on our side with Winsome Sears, John Reed, and Jason Miaras. Yeah. Yeah. Jeff, we know more about Joe the Plumber and Thomas Crooks than we do. We know more about Joe the Plumber than we do about Thomas Crooks. That's the guy who was on the roof up there in Butler. Wow. Wow. It's just nuts. Just nuts. All right, we got a lot of great stuff coming up. I got a lot of sound that you need to hear today. We're going to do it a little bit earlier than we normally do because some of it is just fantastic. 325. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday. There you go. Not a bad Monday, though we do have thunderstorms, which are going to be rolling in, could be a couple of moments, could be a couple of hours, depending on where you are, but it does seem as if we're all going to be dealing with them one way or another. I mentioned to you that it's 1 year, over the weekend it was 1 year, since the assassination attempt on President Trump, that first one in Butler, Pennsylvania. And it was horrifying, obviously. And it was also disgusting to witness some of the pushback from leftists. You just have to begin to wonder, my God, what are you thinking? What are you thinking? The MSNBC types immediately said, well, you know, he wasn't actually shot. It was a piece of shrapnel.
Mm-hmm.
As if that makes it better somehow. It would be one thing if y'all were, I don't know, on a firing range somewhere. And somebody had like a piece of hot lead somehow, some way, you know, it happens when you're shooting. You might get, oh man, that stung, right? Tiny little. Okay, that's one thing. You go, well, come on now. You didn't get shot. You got little something, you know, you're. This was a deranged person on the roof shooting at the President of the United States and seemingly being okay to be in that position because of what can charitably be described as gross incompetence on the part of some of the Secret Service agents who were deployed. Does anybody else remember the video of the Secret Service agent who I think immediately was dubbed the DEI Secret Service agent? She did not appear to be in the best of physical condition. Now, that can be misleading. I'm not telling you anything, but I'm just telling you what the initial view was. And she couldn't get her damn gun. You remember that? Fumbling around. Listen, this is why you're supposed to drill. It's why you're supposed to practice. Why was she there? And then we learn later on that a number of folks, apparently, on certain details from the Secret Service, yes, they were there, not because of their expertise on the range or their time on the track or the length of service on the job. And you think, man, I don't even want to think that's real. I don't even want to think that that's a possibility, but there it is. President Trump was asked about the assassination attempt. Cut number 4, please.
On this one-year anniversary of Butler, what was going through your mind this morning when you woke up? I know that you're praising God you're alive, but a lot of people want to know how you're taking this day on this one-year anniversary.
God was protecting me. Maybe because God wanted to see our country do better or do really well, make America great again, but God was protecting me, Brian. I'll tell you, it's... The more you think about it, the more you see it. But I don't like to think about it much. You know, I have a job to do, so I don't like to think about it much. It's a little bit of a dangerous profession being president, but I really don't like to think about it too much. You're better off not.
Yeah. I don't think I would want to think about it. Although I think I would want to be grateful every single solitary day. Every single solitary day. Could you imagine for a second somebody was trying to murder you? That's what that was. And I know you're not the president. I'm not the president. We don't have protection, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But just imagine for a second you're in that position. Good Lord. It re-energized President Trump. It re-energized the support for President Trump. It showed, I think, a side of President Trump that most people either were unaware of or didn't believe existed in the first place. He has been way more vocal about religion and faith and God and the rest of it, don't you think, since then? He's grateful. How about cut number 1?
This does mark the one-year anniversary since the horrific assassination attempt against then-candidate Trump, who's now serving his second term. Tyler, you write about this moment in your book in extraordinary terms, in the sense that it really was a pivotal moment in the campaign. What did you determine? What did you learn?
Yeah, I think even Donald Trump would say that it was a pivotal moment in his campaign. In an interview with us, he said, you know, I think I would have won, but maybe it would have been a little bit closer. Mm. I think One of the biggest parts of that assassination attempt was what it did to some of the supporters for Donald Trump, particularly Elon Musk. Elon Musk was a reluctant supporter of the president, and then after that assassination attempt went full throttle and gave him more than $250 million to affiliated efforts. Jeff Bezos, Mark Zuckerberg came out to praise him. So really it coalesced this movement behind Donald Trump. Also, another remarkable part about that day is that Joe Biden, this is the day that Joe Biden met with Chuck Schumer, and Chuck Schumer basically said, you have to drop out. He met with lawmakers who were also putting pressure on him. So this split screen of what was happening on that day a year ago is just quite extraordinary.
Really? You think the schmuck Schumer Joe Biden thing compares? Now, I get it. It's important in the big picture. Sure it is. But somebody tries to assassinate Donald Trump, and you want to talk about other things. If you watched any of the talking head garbage over the weekend, then you realize that they spend a lot of time not talking about the one-year anniversary of the assassination attempt. Why? Why? Donald Trump also weighed in on Rosie O'Donnell. Good Lord, Rosie has lost her ever-loving mind. I can remember the late night. Jeremy, you remember, wasn't it like the Comedy Channel? It was a half-hour show, and they had comics. Now, at the time, 1,000 years ago, it was kind of original, and Rosie O'Donnell was sort of funny. Not like laugh out loud, ha, 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 my God, the best thing ever, but she was still sort of entertaining. I could take 15 minutes of her bits. But she's just, she has spiraled in a way where most of us are starting to ask, why doesn't she get her medication anymore? You know, somebody's got to bring her back to reality. So she left and she moved to Ireland, which I think is fine because the Irish now are not exactly number one on my list. The Irish government has adopted a thoroughly anti-Jewish policy. I wish it weren't true. I wish it were something I could say, well, it's a political thing. We see this differently. We see that. There's no other way to describe it. Ireland has declared they will no longer buy from Jewish merchants located in certain parts of Israel. Not all merchants in Judea, not all merchants in Samaria, but only Jewish merchants in that area. That is now the official policy of the Irish government. Heidi and I used to love going to Ireland. Used to love it. We actually had intended to retire to Ireland. We were there so much. We have dear friends there, right in the, well, I would say in the north. They're in the very end of the Republic before you get into the north. And we were there half a dozen times every year for years. Love them. They're friends. They're family. And we had this whole thing picked out. We were going to retire. We knew exactly the little village. And Julia came along, and because of Julia's disabilities, we would not be allowed to live in Ireland long term. Just like Canada said, no, you can't move up here because your kid is, you know, your kid. She's got issues. We don't want her. Oh, okay. Thanks for your hospitality. But anyway, Rosie has now moved to Ireland, which seems to be a good fit. Take a listen, because President Trump is talking about her as well. Cut number five.
Rosie O'Donnell, even on Chris Cuomo so recently, she blames you for the fact that she's overweight, depressed, and drunk. What do you say to that? Do you think CDS is going to ever be in the SN5 diagnosis?
I don't know about Rosie. I watch Rosie. Rosie's a mess. She's a mess. But she left our country, which is a good thing, not a bad thing.
Yeah. Well, I'm with him. I think it is. I think it's a good thing. Be gone. Get out of here. We really don't need her back, do we? Can you think of any reason, just one reason, why the United States would be better with Rosie O'Donnell returning? I can't. Nope. I'm looking right now at the James River Air text line. 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Nobody here coming up with a reason why it would be better with Rosie back. If you can think of a reason, send it to me. No, I'd like to share it, because for the life of me, I can't think of one. 4:20 this afternoon, pair of tickets to head over and see John Fogerty, Atlantic Union Bank After Hours Concert Series. That's August the 1st, Meadow Event Park in Doswell. Love for you to be part of that. All right? Would love for you to win those tickets. We'll do it at 4:20 this afternoon. Carl Carlson's going to be along at 4:35 this afternoon. Talk a little bit about finance and economics, the numbers. Oh, speaking of numbers, Chris Beach from the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia is going to be here at 5:35. And I got very, very bad news from Beach right before I took to the airwaves. We have four teams competing in this father figure event. Three of the teams have secured sponsors for their jerseys. The only one that has not, yep, Team Cats. Now, I don't know about the rest of the guys on my team. I don't know exactly what they're doing. But I need a business owner in Central Virginia who's willing to step up like three other business owners, pony up some money. Now, it's not a small amount. You're not going to write a check for $50 and you'll be good. But think of the exposure. Think of being on every single jersey. Are you kidding me? For Team Cats? Helping us hoist the trophy? Anyway, I need somebody. So if you can help, you got to be a real business owner, though. I don't think it's going to be just a kind, good Samaritan who says, let me write that check. Maybe there is, but I'm thinking more business. 3:46, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 3:52, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday. Yeah. 804, Roxana says, Jeff, good grief. Rosie is not gone. She's running her mouth every day on social media. She didn't even do it that much when she lived in the United States.
Good grief.
Exactly. Wow. Wow. She needs her chill mess overnighter. I'm not exactly sure what that is, but I'm sure I don't have one. Roxana says as well, we will miss you next week. Safe travels. Thank you, Roxana. I appreciate it. It's one of those, you know, I don't, because of Julia, we've talked about this, and I don't want to go off on a tangent here, but because of Julia, it is, it's difficult for Heidi and me to go together to a lot of places. So we do a lot of things kind of separately. And it's okay because we also have these really disparate interests, right? Heidi is music through and through. And she goes on these musical adventures, if you will, to see concerts and what have you, which is great. And a lot of times they're bands that, quite frankly, I don't like. So that's fine, and I got no problem hanging out with Julia. And I don't think Julia minds hanging out with me because, you know, she gets a lot of cookies and ice cream for dinner and nobody has to know. And then for me, I'm not necessarily traveling for a concert, but I just love the power of the mind. And I believe if you're not expanding your mind, if you're not investing in yourself, then, well, there's a problem. So that's what I'll be doing next week. I'm not going to be sitting on a beach, which would be nice, but I've got a certain course with a certain designation that I am determined to earn. And so it is a week of classes that I will be doing. But for me, I think it's pretty cool. Hey, I got an important note here, and I have to share it with you. My friend Kristen, you know Kristen Morrissey, Emily Morrissey's mom, great people, the Morrisseys. She and PJ, who's my social media director, they're big Dave Matthews fans. And she said when we learned that President Trump had been shot, it's because my mom called me. PJ and I started scouring the internet to find out what happened. And then when Dave Matthews came out before starting the concert, he lectured the crowd about how this assassination attempt was despicable, that this was no way to be treating each other, no matter your views or your political affiliations. And he went on to ask us all to behave appropriately toward each other. Well, I'm glad to hear that. I am glad to hear that. Why? Because Dave Matthews is a big-time leftist politically. I like his music, too. But I am thrilled to hear that that's exactly what he said. That is great to know. 356, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA, Monday afternoon. We've got an Instagram account that is apparently up and running. Nobody tells me anything, but they've told me this. We do now officially have the IG account, and we'd love to get you to follow it at newsradiowrva.com, at newsradiowrva.com. Sign up for that. Now, there are a couple of interesting things, as I understand it, that are going to be going on over there. Jeremy had me take a whole bunch of private off the record, behind-the-scenes photos. And I well, frankly, I want to know what they were for. Well, Jeff, I need you to take a picture of your computer. Take a picture of a coffee mug. Take a picture. Whoa, wait a minute, dude. What sort of a bizarre, twisted world are you living in? And can I visit? What's going on over there? I said, no. We got the whole Instagram thing. And we're going to be sharing some behind-the-scenes things. So we need people to sign up at News Radio WRVA. That's the handle over there on Instagram, at News Radio WRVA. I said, oh, okay. It says, we actually, believe it or not, we need to get to 1,000, and then we can share some even bigger things, like maybe some live broadcasts. That might be fun. Might be. Can't guarantee it will be, but it might be. But we need more people. That's the bottom line. We do have folks over there, and they're seeing some pretty good stuff. But if you want the really good stuff, you got to follow us. News Radio WRVA over on Instagram. Okay? So just go over. It doesn't cost anything, as you know, and Instagram doesn't really ask you for anything. Just your email, as I recall. And that's about it. So that will be there. Oh, Germ, doesn't the whole Best of Richmond start pretty soon? Is that Wednesday or Thursday? I think it's the 16th. So that would be Wednesday, right? Starts on Wednesday. And so I will be as thoroughly obnoxious and annoying as I ever have been. And I know many of you are thinking, why would that day be any different than any other day, Katz? That's okay. That's fine. I don't take it the wrong way. But I would love to make it, what is it, 6 years in a row if we win this year for Best Afternoon Radio Show. And that'd be pretty cool. I'd like to do that. And I'm going to remind you of this part of it. If, in fact, we can win 7 years in a row, if the Jeff Katz Show for 7 years straight can be voted the Best Afternoon Radio Show in the Richmond Times-Dispatch competition, then they retire my jersey. I won't be allowed to compete anymore. And between us, that would be great. Oh, I would love that. When John Reed was here, you know that John was obsessed with this sort of stuff. I mean, really, really obsessed to the point that there were a few times, hey, man, I love you, but lighten up, you know? Oh, no, this contest is open up, this contest. And he had them all in a master calendar and all sorts of stuff. And it's like, and me, because I come from the world of pin me, pay me, said, how much they pay if you win? And he looked at me like, oh, you don't get any. I said, well, what's the prize? Well, there is no prize. Yeah, like a trophy or a play? Yeah, you don't even get that. What? What about those banners? Oh, I bought them. Oh, yeah, you're nuts. I love you, but you're nuts. So I don't keep nearly as close a tab on this sort of stuff as he did, but I do know that it's coming up starting Wednesday, and I'd love to have your support. So if we win it this year and next year, then that'll be it. Then I'm done. I don't ever have to do it again, and you'll be happier. I'll be happier. The disc jockey types who have decided they would like to throw their backwards baseball caps into the ring on this one, they will be happier. See, if they were strategic people, and for the most part, they're not because they're disc jockeys. But if they were, then they would look at this and say, okay, listen, why don't we help Jeff win this year and next year? and then he's out of the way. And then they'd have a much better opportunity. But, you know, I don't need to help folks, so I'm just telling you that. Take a listen, because the attacks on ICE continue. Tony Pham was here the other day. Of course, Tony's going to be joining us once again on a regular basis, former director of ICE, great guy, now a senior fellow at the America First Policy Institute. Tony talked about the violence. The violence directed against these ICE agents now is off the charts. Off the charts. And some in the legacy news media ranks are making excuses for it. They're saying it's okay. Let me give you an example. Here's one example. This comes... Oh, wait a minute. Sorry. Hang on one second. No, it's... It's ICE. ICE, baby. ICE. It's... I mean, MSNBC. Just a heads up, if in fact you are drinking something, whether it be warm or cool, I don't know, but you don't want to spit it on your laptop or on the windshield. I am going to play a little bit of sound from MSNBC, so please, just for safety purposes, take a sip of it, and then we'll play it. And I do warn you that it is MSNBC, but I also remind you that I watch MSNBC so that you don't have to. Cut number two.
Joyce, let me ask you one thing.
The transformation.
Because you were a prosecutor, I want to ask you, there are legitimate reasons why some enforcement agencies, some police agencies go undercover or, you know, do things in shadows to achieve certain things. I would assume that's specific and needs to comport with some laws.
Exactly. There are very serious legal restrictions around the use of, for instance, FBI agents as undercover operatives. Very strict rules regarding how it's done, what they can do, what they can't do. But you know what I've never seen a federal agent working a case do is pull a mask up so nobody knows who they are and go out and terrorize a civilian population. And I think it's important for us at this point to be very plain speaking when we say that this is not normal, it's not acceptable, and it's a danger sign. You know, we are well past the point where we can just identify danger signs and say, oh, there might be problems down the road. The problems are here, they're in the right now. And as we see people being pulled off the streets, you know, the danger to law enforcement, quite frankly, is that when you're masked like that and people don't know who you are, someone might exercise their lawful right of self-defense to protect themselves, thinking they're being kidnapped. So the notion that this is for law enforcement's protection is utterly ludicrous, and we need to do away with that.
Really? Wow. Just so I'm clear, you have the leftists doxing ICE agents and their family members, including small children at nursery schools, preschools, elementary schools, and threatening their lives. The reason that ICE agents, in some cases, are wearing the face coverings, the balaclavas, is because of that. It was not initiated on the part of ICE unilaterally or even originally. It came strictly as a response to those actions targeting the small children of those law enforcement officers. So whoever that is on MSNBC, and I don't know, they all sort of blend together. It's just like, remember the teacher from Peanuts, right? Yeah, like Rosie O'Donnell. Yeah, I mean, it just all sounds the same after a point. They all sound the same, but you want to risk the lives of those small children to protect what? And why do they consistently come down on the sides of the criminals? Well, part of it is the language. Remember, there's been a lesson I've shared with people for years. You own the language, you own the debate. So if you will no longer use the legal term illegal alien or another legal term illegal immigrant, and all you're going to say is migrant, well, now you've lumped everybody together. You have put everybody in the same pot, and everybody's not in the same pot. And ICE is not targeting everybody, and they are not making people disappear. They are arresting criminals. They are removing criminal illegal aliens from our nation. They are enforcing the laws on the books that have been enacted by Democrats and Republicans in the House, the Senate, and the White House through the years. These are the laws on the books, and they are being enforced by professionals in a professional way. But MSNBC is apparently okay with violence being perpetrated, not just against those agents, but against the kids of those agents. If that doesn't bother you, I don't know what would. I've got a pair of tickets for you to go and see John Fogerty at Atlantic Union Bank After Hours Concert Series. That's August the 1st, Meadow Event Park in Doswell. I'm going to give them to you in, like 5 minutes. It's about 4:20. So if you're listening right now, don't go anywhere. And I was going to say tell other people to listen, but you probably want to enhance your chances. I get it. So a couple of minutes from now, I will give you the chance to call in, grab a pair of tickets to see John Fogerty, Atlantic Union Bank After Hours on August the 1st. Up in Doswell at Meadow Event Park. 416, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. I say 420. Time to give away those tickets. The John Fogerty concert is coming up on August the 1st, Atlantic Union Bank After Hours. We should do it so it's nice and easy, right, Germ? You don't feel like answering a million phone calls. Nobody phones anymore. You know what's weird? No, I'm going to go on a rant before we give you the tickets. People don't call. And if they do, you don't answer. So what I have found, and I realize this is now a generational thing, my kids' generation, which I guess technically is Gen Z. Are they older than I don't know. Whatever they are. Because we're the last of the baby boomers, the beginning of the millennials. So I think they're Gen Z next. But you have to text before you call. So you have to basically like make an appointment. And I do it myself. Hey, are you available for a phone call? Yes or no? I had one this morning. I got to call my buddy Paul back. Paul's going to do a big thing to help out our Blue Friday program, but he sent me a text. Hey, are you available for a couple of minutes? And I didn't see it. Then he called, and I couldn't get because I was in a meeting thing. And anywho, all right, enough of that. Give away these doggone tickets. You've suffered enough. John Fogerty, Atlantic Union Bank After Hours, August the 1st. Caller number 7 right now, 833-804-1140. There you go. All right, caller number 7, you will get yourself a pair of tickets for John Fogerty, Atlantic Union Bank After Hours, August the 1st, Meadow Event Park in Doswell. 804 says, hey, Jeff, whoever the crazy lady was on MSNBC, she's absolutely correct. Those agents need to, quote, uncover, at a bare minimum, show badges. There have already been cases of ICE impersonation resulting in assaults on civilians. Well, please tell me where they are, how widespread they are. Are they organized? I have not seen accounts of them. Number two, they are absolutely identifying themselves. They are absolutely presenting badges and creds. That's not a question. But the faces have been covered for the safety of their children. And sorry, not sorry. I'll be going along with protecting those kids. I think it's important. 804, Jeff, meet the new Democrat Party, same as the old Democrat Party. They are the racist elitists who love their slave labor. This time, their slaves are illegal aliens.
Yeah.
804, Jeff, you probably cannot read this on the air. Well, exactly the reason I'll be reading it on the air. But I am so grateful to the Jeff Katz Show, and to you especially, Jeff, for the daily updates regarding Israel. I've been able to receive on that war against Israel on a regular basis. I've learned so very much over the last 660 days. Wow. Which I would not know looking at mainstream media. Thank you. Man. Been that long. It's crazy. It's crazy. Jeff. No. There's more to the story about Ireland. Believe me, no Irishman would ever cancel a Jew. They have been invaded by Islamists in their government and in their population. The ruling government is now filled with Israel haters and Jew haters. The real Irish are now so outnumbered, they're down to only about 1% of the population. Wow. Okay. It is true if you look at Ireland. The historically Irish population is, I don't know if it's 1%. That seems kind of low. I mean, it seems exceedingly low. Might be. I don't know. You know, when you had the Celtic Tiger, there were all sorts of people who were coming in. All sorts of folks who came to Ireland. They had all sorts of stuff to do. I don't know what the numbers are. I just do know that it has changed. It's never been a huge Irish population that had a large Jewish. There's never been an Irish population, rather, that contained a huge population of Jews. It's always been a very, very small minority. But there is there's an Irish Jewish museum in Dublin, Ireland. How do I know? Because I've been there on a number of different occasions. Mayor Benny Briscoe, talk about him over in Cork. So there have been, for sure, notable, visible, active members of the Jewish community in Ireland, but certainly not now as much as there has been in the past. All right, Carl Carlson will be joining us at 4:35. We are going to be talking about a wide variety of issues, economics, planning for your retirement. We're in pretty good shape. I'm not bragging. I'm just telling you, Carl's really good at what he does. He'll be here at 4:35. 4:27, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Now, seriously, I want to see Charles go back in time and do it at 4 o'clock. How cool would that be? I mean, Charles is good. We are so happy and so lucky and blessed, quite frankly, to have Charles Pyle on our team as our news director and then each and every afternoon delivering the news. But even he has some limitations. Not going back in time. However, 5 o'clock, he'll be here, and it'll be great stuff. You listen to the John Reed piece. Man, and that's why, it's one of the reasons I don't do politics. Good Lord. People think, well, you're going to run for... I'm not running for anything. I wouldn't even run for a bus at this point. I might run from a tiger, but other than that, forget about it. But raising money is like the full-time job. And then you don't hear from your opponents. I mean, John, God bless him, has said, hey, let's have 10 debates around the state, and his opponent hasn't even answered that. Hash me. Isn't that crazy? But so here, I don't want to raise money for politics. However, I'll tell you about the Fatherhood Foundation again. Yeah, we still need sponsors. I still need sponsors on Team Katz. I can't believe we've fallen behind. It's embarrassing. So if you want to step up to the plate, let me know. We've got all sorts of sponsorship packages available. You can just cut a donation if you'd like. You want to be on our team jerseys? It's still available, and it's huge. We're the only team that doesn't have a sponsor. Hang my head in shame. I'm not happy about it. And now I got to talk to Chris Beach at 5:35, and you know he's going to yell at me. You know, you're the only team that doesn't have a sponsor, Jeff. You're the big guy. Well, all right, you won this. I know. So please, keep me from getting abused by Beach. Help me out here. All right. Lots of other great stuff. Tomorrow afternoon, Joe Moreno, former federal prosecutor, is going to be here. We're going to talk exactly about that case from the Supreme Court that said, of course, the executive can get rid of a department inside the executive. Seems straightforward to me, but, you know, what do I know? It's a little bit like finance. What do I know? I said to Carl Carlson, look, Carl, here's what we have. I don't know what you're going to do with it. I don't know if you put it in a magic box. I don't know if there's a magic wand. There's some sort of a spell, whatever it is. That needs to grow, and it's got to take care of Julia. So there you go. And if you don't want to do it, that's okay. I understand. Because we've had other financial people through the years that we thought, oh, well, they could help us. And they're like, you know, with Julia's situation, it's too much. Carl got a big old smile like, yeah, of course we'll help. So long way of saying my friend Carl Carlson is here from Carlson Financial. He joins us every Monday afternoon. We don't just talk about my finances, I promise you. I just like to brag on what Carl has done for me, and because I know what he can do for everybody else. Carl, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Jeff. Yeah, we're making it happen for Julia, too.
Yes, you are. And we're appreciative. You know, we're starting, just so you know, we're going to start construction on Julia's bedroom, finally, October the 1st is the date. So it's all good.
That money's waiting for you.
No kidding. Isn't that great? Well, Listen, I again, I'm grateful, but this is about everybody, and we're looking at some big issues right now, are we not, with Social Security? Because I know people, they're not dumb people. The smart people going, well, you know, I got Social Security. That'll take care of me. I don't worry about too much. They're kind of misled, aren't they?
Well, yeah, the Social Security problem is coming back a little bit. It got better momentarily. At first, they were saying, you know, we were going to run out of money in 2032, 2033, and then not that long ago, they were pushing it to 2035, and now they just recently came out and brought it back to 2033 again. Jeez. So that's getting close. So you have to be careful because that's when the trust fund runs out of money, theoretically. You know, it doesn't really have money in it, but paper money on the books.
Yeah.
But there's enough money in there to continue to pay what's been promised until now, until 2033. Jeez. And then after that, they can't unless something changes. They can only pay 77% of it, according to their current estimates. They're going to be 23% short. Oh. So that could mean your Social Security check could be reduced by 23% if no changes are made between now and then.
Well, but
so you need to plan for that.
Yeah, no, well, I mean, but let's be fair. If that happens, all you need to do is include a note to the bank that holds your mortgage and the company that took care of your car and your electric bills. Just say, hey, look, I'm paying you 23% less, you know, because Social Security is paying me 20. So it's got, you know, it'll be fine. Nobody will bet. It's not going to bother anybody, right? It's insane, though. God.
You can walk into Walmart. Hey, I'm paying 23% less for my groceries.
Yeah.
Utility bill, gas tank.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. You watch till the Walmart guy at the door takes 23% of the stuff out of your carriage and puts it back on the shelves, right? Good.
That's right. 23% is coming out.
Oh, my God. So
yeah.
What do you do, though? Can you get back on track? I mean, you and I talk a lot about diversified, and I guess that's part of this, right?
Different income streams is good. So Social Security is one income stream in retirement. You can build another income stream from your stocks or your investments where you can take so much money out each month, each year to live on. Mm-hmm. But when you're doing it out of your investments, you have to be careful because when we have a big drop in the investments, then you don't want to sell them. So you have to have another backup plan, and that can be something like CDs at a bank, annuities through an insurance company, savings accounts, money market accounts. So, and if you want a guaranteed stream of income, an additional one, that's done with annuities. So you can begin to build different streams of income, and you have to be very strategic about how you do it so you can also maximize your return on your investments that you have while still getting the income that you want and paying the least amount of taxes that you can.
Right.
Takes some work.
I was going to say, there's a lot of planning and work involved in that, man. That's somebody said it, but that's way above my pay grade, Carl.
Well, it's not simple.
No.
Although you have a pretty high pay grade. I would think you could figure out a little bit of it.
Please. Look, let's just be honest. When I came into your office with a shoebox full of napkins with the numbers scrawled on them, I don't think I'd inspire confidence for anybody, but...
He's good on the radio.
That's right. I have one marketable skill, Mr. Carlson.
Right.
This is it. Flapping my gums. And other than that, forget about it. So is there a time that's too late? Because that's another one. I got to tell you, it comes up. People of a variety of ages, but especially, you know, baby boomers, younger millennials. I've had so many friends who have said to me, yeah, but I'm this year's old. I'm so old. There's just no way. Again, they're way off base.
Yeah, it's never too late. And the best time to get started is always now. So if you have it, jump in there and start getting things figured out. You could even be retired, and now maybe you're a little nervous about how Social Security might impact you at come 2033. Well, now's the time to start figuring all that out so that you don't have to worry about it, and you can have confidence. The sooner, the better.
All right, so Carl, you know that I always send people first to connect with Carlson.com so they can download that free retirement toolkit. You can put some numbers in there, get an idea. It's not gonna fix this, that, or the other. It just gives you a good idea. But then after folks do that, what's the best way for them to reach out to you or the other team members at Carlson Financial?
Plus, when they go there, they can talk to my avatar.
You have an avatar? Wow.
Or they could also get a hold of me at 844-CARLSON or reach out through our website at carlsonfinancial.com.
Okay. Now I got to log on. I was unaware that the official Carl Carlson avatar was now making his way around the interwebs.
It's getting perfected.
Ooh, I love it. All right. Well,
no, I won't have to work anymore.
Oh, I love it. Connectwithcarlson.com is the first step. Then reach out to my buddy Carl, 844-CARLSON, or check out carlsonfinancial.com. Carl, I always appreciate you being here. I certainly appreciate what you're doing for our family. And
great to be here, Jeff. Thank you,
my friend. Thank you. We'll chat soon. That is Carl Carlson. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention Carlson Financial. I know one of the finalists for Best of Richmond in the Richmond Times-Dispatch competition. That begins this Wednesday. I will be annoying you more than ever because I would love to win it for the sixth year. And then, you know, if I'm here in the seventh year and then retire. That's it. You can't run after you win 7 years in a row. Come on. That's our goal is 7-peat. What else have we got going? Oh, tomorrow morning. Let me just remind you. We've got Rich Herrera, Richmond's Morning News. You don't want to miss that. 4:46, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 4:51, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Just involved in a long discussion about hot dogs. Seriously. I love hot dogs. I do. I love a good hot dog. I had a great hot dog on Independence Day. This year, that was July the 4th, right? Yeah, of course it was. Our friends, the Morrisseys, down there in Midlothian, they brought in some sort of hot dog from New York. I think they said it was Hoffman's, which I had never had before. But it was delicious. I mean, it was really, really delicious. And I got a big hot dog event thing coming up. I'll tell you about it when we get closer to it, but it's going to be one of those things where you think to yourself, man, that Jeff Katz is a wiener. A winner. He's a winner. And he's doing all this to help people. That's all good stuff, right? So I'm involved in this very long discussion about hot dogs. As we speak, right behind the scenes. See, this is another one of those things. If you were on Instagram following News Radio WRBA, News Radio WRBA, you might be able to peek over my shoulder and see some of the things that I'm involved with, even as I am sitting here in front of this hot, slaving in front of this hot microphone. To keep you company in the afternoons. Oh, you're not signed up at Instagram. Well, go over there, follow News Radio WRBA, News Radio WRBA. Because, Germ, when are you putting up the first behind-the-scenes candid thing? I sent you a couple of them. And Jeremy's got standards. Who knew, right? He's got standards. Like, now you have to wear pants. Oh, okay, fine. Fine. Not wearing long pants, but anyway. All right, now there's some one or two serious matters, I promise you. We're going to get to them after the 5 o'clock news, Germ. After the 5 o'clock news. Because I want you to hear what people are saying about law enforcement officers like the officers of ICE. You heard MSNBC a couple of moments ago saying that violence was okay. The one guy talking about lawful violence, right? Legal violence, appropriate violence. Is it ever appropriate? to attack a law enforcement officer? I would say no. And a big decision from the Supreme Court. You did hear Charles Pyle a couple of moments ago talk about it. Supreme Court said, yes, of course, President Trump as the executive, right? President Trump is the executive branch of our government. He absolutely, positively has the ability and the authority to eliminate an executive agency, the Department of Education. He certainly has the right and the authority to reduce the workforce of such an agency. Now, I think it was Sonia Sotomayor said, well, it was Congress who created the Department of Education, so he can't actually eliminate it. All right. But she was very much in the minority. Tomorrow afternoon, former federal prosecutor Joe Moreno is going to be here. We'll get his take on that Supreme Court decision that is just coming down. Coming up at 5:35, right in front of everybody, Chris Beach from the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia is going to yell at me because we are the one team that still doesn't have a sponsor for our big fundraising jerseys. Yeah, that's at 5:35. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., I don't think anybody will be yelling at Rich. Rich Herrera, Richmond's Morning News. That starts tomorrow at 6. It is 4:55. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday. I know. But it's Monday. We got great stuff going on. A half hour from now, you'll be able to listen as Chris Beach from the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia yells at me live on the air. That'll be exciting, right? Sure it will. Why? Well, because I got voluntold that I was doing this big fundraiser for Fatherhood Foundation. Seriously, I found out after they had already named a team after me, Team Katz. Now, I got a great team, but I don't know what happened. We don't have a sponsor for our jerseys. There are four teams. The three other teams have sponsors. The poor Team Katz. We got no sponsor. So I'm going to get yelled at 5:35. You'll be able to listen live. It'll be great. You don't want to miss it. Tomorrow at 3:05, starting at 3:05, we've got great stuff, including former federal prosecutor Joe Moreno, who's going to join us. And we're going to talk a little bit about the Supreme Court case. Just came down, what, not even a half hour ago, something like that. Saying, yeah, of course, President Trump has the ability, has the right, has the authority to make some changes in an executive department, the Department of Education. Yeah, he can absolutely cut people loose. He can reduce the workforce. He can shut the whole damn thing down. Sonia Sotomayor dissented and said, well, no, because Congress created the department, so only they can shut it down. All right, well, I don't know. I'm taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Somebody texted and said, Jeff, I am a diehard Republican, hardworking all my life. In 2017, I was arrested and then a felony. At age 58, I pled guilty to a felony. According to John Reed, he does not want my vote. If you don't believe it, listen to some of his 6 until 6:30 clips. I won't vote for any lieutenant governor this year. Would love to talk about it. Well, I don't know exactly what it is that you're talking about. I don't know that John, who is the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor, is saying to anybody, oh, please don't vote for me. That to me sounds a little odd, but I don't know. I think John's going to be dropping by this week, so I'll ask him. But it does not sound to me like something he would be saying. In fact, I would say just the opposite. He's out there every single day talking to people, traversing the beautiful Commonwealth of Virginia, doing everything possible to support Winsome Sears and Jason Meares and get everybody to vote for that Republican ticket. That's what I want to see happen. I've got all my signs up. I need one more Jason Meares sign, by the way. Just FYI, if anybody with the AG's office or just knows the AG or feels comfortable giving up their sign, I just need one more. The reason, I've got them out in front of the house for sure, for people driving by, but, you know, I live on a golf course. So I've got them up in the back, so everybody who's playing Hanover gets to see Winston Sears and John Reed signs as they are trying to finish out their day on the course. I'd love to have them see a Jason Miari sign as well. We'll see if I can get that put together. There are a few other things we got to talk about. Now, the situation with ICE remains. How a professional law enforcement agency has now been turned into some sort of a political issue by the left is beyond me, but it is what it is. And we have another example. This is CBS just flat out lying about ICE. Germ cut number three about ICE.
As for the raids in Camarillo and another nearby cannabis farm, the Department of Homeland Security claims it entered with search warrants, rescued at least 10 migrant children from potential exploitation, and arrested what it described as 200 illegal aliens, while more than 500 rioters attempted to disrupt operations. The standoff lasted for hours, well into the night. Several workers hid in the farm, emerging this morning, including Jesus. Jennifer Martinez is his niece.
They're just here working, living. They're just here tearing families apart and terrorizing.
We also met Ruby Jimenez, who says several of her relatives worked here.
An aunt was taken, a mom was taken. It can be a citizen, not a U.S. citizen, it doesn't matter.
Everybody's
getting swept up. Everybody, yeah.
Oh, quite. Gosh.
Carter, how's the family handling the situation? What are they going to do next?
Well, Ruby told me that this is a really difficult time for her family. She says she feels like pretty much anyone with brown skin is a target. She said that she was, in fact, pulled over by ICE the other day when she was taking her child to school, and she had to prove that she was a U.S. citizen. A very scary time for her entire family. She says they've even had to approach the subject of self-deporting with some family members. It's a difficult subject to talk about, but they say they have to consider it because going to a detention center and having no information about where they're going to send you could be even worse.
Good. Well, I mean, look, that entire piece there, it was just nothing but bullcrap. Complete, total, unadulterated bullcrap. Well, they're just targeting brown people. It could be any brown person. No. They're, anybody, it could be a citizen, a non-citizen that they're, no. We even have to talk about self-deporting. It's awful. They're breaking up families. Well, I don't have to talk about self-deporting. Why? Because I'm a United States citizen. I have friends who don't have to talk about self-deporting. Why? Because they have gone through the process and they are in the United States of America legally. The only people who have to have a conversation about, quote, self-deporting are those people who are in the United States illegally. Well, they could get sent to one of these detention camps. How awful is that? Well, again, avoid the fuss and the muss and leave. Leave on your own. In fact, because of President Trump, the federal government will give you, what, $1,000, $2,000 to self-deport. There you go. Well, I'm determined to be a part of America. Okay, well then, fill out the paperwork, pay the fees, do what you have to do. I know it's a pain in the ass. I know that. But there are a whole slew of people in front of you who played by all the rules. And they shouldn't be penalized because you want to cut in front of them in line. Jeff, this whole, it's breaking up families. Happens every day, doesn't it? Happens every single day when somebody is sent to prison. That's different. No, it's not. It's exactly the same. I don't hear or see or read about any of these protests for other people who are being separated from their families because somebody committed a crime and was punished for it. It's not easy. I know it's not easy. I go in, as you know, once a week. We're on our little summer break, but once a week. Over to Pamunkey Regional Jail to teach a class. And every week I'm dealing with guys who are not at home. How about that? They're not there. Why? Because they're locked up. I don't see anybody saying, well, we got to stop locking people up. I see it only for certain people, apparently, in certain categories. because there's a certain law that you don't like, and you believe that anybody who is punished as a result of breaking that law is above the law and is doesn't need to be punished. Well, that's not the way this works. You and I do not get to pick and choose. The law is the law, is it not? The law is the law. Here's the law. Have you broken it? You haven't? Okay, thank you very much. Here's the law. You have broken it. Oh, okay. Now what happens? Well, now you're going to be punished for it. That's just the way this works. It is not that complicated. And that emotional bilge that we just heard from CBS is embarrassing. I mean, you would think CBS, given that they just recently had to pay, what was it, $16 million as a result of their trashy attempt at journalism, or their consummate attempt to cook the books on journalism. It's one of the two. You would think that they would be a little more careful with some of their reporting. Instead, you get that. And it is crap. No nice way to say it, so I'm not even going to try. Just not even going to try. Tomorrow afternoon, maybe we'll touch on that too. Joe Moreno, former federal prosecutor, joins us. Joe's my my go-to legal guy, smartest lawyer on God's green earth. 5:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Yeah! 5:21, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 804, Tony from Mechanicsville on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. He says, Jeff! You come to America illegally, you deal with the consequences. Right. That's exactly the point, isn't it? That's it. It's not that difficult. People are terrified, 304 says. Jeff Katz says, good. More proof that the cruelty is the point. Well, 304. I don't know about any cruelty. You'd have to explain that. But what everybody is saying is this. Most people don't break the law. And there is certainly a part of the fear of consequences that drives us not to break the law, right? Most people are good people. Most people don't have any intention of breaking the law. But there are some people who are kind of on the edge, right? They're right there. They could break the law. They might not break the law. And for them, when they hear about the consequences for breaking the law, many times they say, you know, I don't want to do that. It's Beretta. If you can't do the time, don't do the crime. That's all that this is. But people are terrified. People who commit crimes should be terrified, because we should arrest people who commit crimes. We should prosecute people who commit crimes. We should take people convicted of committing crimes and punish them. Having said that, and making me sound like just a terrible, terrible, cruel person, to use your term, 304 West Virginia, I will then tell you this, that while people are incarcerated, I happen to be a very firm believer, very strong believer, very passionate supporter of efforts to help them fix themselves and get better. I believe in that to my core. I look at the great things that have been done. I am always drawn to Sheriff Carl Leonard down there in Chesterfield County, because Carl Leonard came in as sheriff and said, we get a lot of people coming through here who need some help. Doesn't mean we're going to excuse their criminal behavior. It doesn't mean we're not going to hold them accountable. But it does mean this. We have to be honest and realistic about this. 96-98% of the people who are currently incarcerated are getting out and coming back. Now, the question that Carl addressed and that many of us address now is, what do you want them to do when they get back? If you've got somebody who is incarcerated right now because of drug issues or alcohol issues, Do you or do you not think it's worth the effort and, dare I say it, the investment in them, the expenditure, to have them get off of that junk? I say that it is. If you have people who are incarcerated who have exactly zero marketable skills, and the only way they know to generate income, to make money, is to steal, what do? You say, well, you're going to be locked up for this period of time, and then afterwards, good luck, go get a job. Not going to happen. However, if while they are incarcerated, you say, okay, you are here for X number of months or days or years, whatever it is, and during that time, here are the programs we have available. You like working with your hands. That's great. We got a carpentry skills program. You're all about engines. Okay, fantastic. We'll help you in that area. You want to do something that requires a degree. Okay, we can help you in that. And then when you get out, remember, you got to pay it forward, man. I think it's worth the investment. All right, moments from now, Chris Beach from the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia will be yelling at me because I don't have a sponsor for my team jerseys. Go ahead, make sure you're here at 5:35. It is 5:25, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday, and what? That's about it. No, it's Monday. Well, we've made it to Monday. Right about now, I know what you're thinking, Jeff. Chris Beach is supposed to be yelling at you. Maybe Chris has laryngitis. Is that possible? I mean, it's possible, but... You know, I mean, Beach is a lot of things, but a slacker he's not. So I'm going to say that, he's not picking up his phone. Dang. All right. Well, and not reading the texts. All right. Well, I'm sending him an email right now, chris@vadad.org. Jeremy, you're just going to have to cover. I mean, play some nice background music. Or let everybody talk amongst themselves. Hey, you are supposed to be on the air, right? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, just talk amongst yourselves for a moment. Okay, there you go. All right, that's enough, Jeremy. And kill that song. I'm sick and tired of that song, too. I don't even know what it is. That's the sort of stuff you'll be able to see if you follow us on Instagram. Did you know that? Seriously, if you go over and follow News Radio WRVA on Instagram right now, newsradiowrva.com, you get to see how the sausage is made, which may or may not be a good thing. Seriously, I don't know if it's... Frankly, the less I have to know about how we get things done, the happier I am. This is why I very proudly say nobody tells me anything, and people think I'm complaining. No. It's like taking a victory lap around the block. Hey, nobody tells me anything. I do every once in a while when somebody asks me to do, because they've asked me to do it, and I'm happy to do it. But then after that, I don't need to be in with the in crowd on anything. I leave that to others. You know who, by the way, one of my favorite phrases. If you're a professional speaker, as I am, you realize that you have some words you use, and you shouldn't use them as often. And I realize now that, by the way, is one of my words. What am I afraid? I just use it way too much. See, now, as you're listening, you'll be listening for that, and you can keep track at home, and you say, oh, man, Jeff, you're saying it too much. Again, something that happens behind the scenes, which you could experience and be part of on a regular basis if you were following us on Instagram, News Radio WRVA, News Radio WRVA on Instagram. If you'd like to listen to any portion of this show or anybody else's show or all of the shows, you go to WRVA.com. You can listen there. You can download there. Download it and then share it. That would be a great idea. This Friday, we're going to present our Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor. And no, it is not actually the final Friday of the month. However, I shan't be here on the final Friday of the month, which is next week. I'm going to be gone all week, okay? Whole week, won't be here. doing something else. It has nothing to do with radio. It's actually a course. I'm very happy, very honored to have been accepted to. Solid week. It's going to be school. I get to go back to school, and you're in class every single day from 8 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon. Every day. And they're major pieces of homework and all of that stuff. So who signs up for that voluntarily? Me. Yeah. But I'm excited about it, so I won't be here. So we're going to do our Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor presentation. We will do it this Friday. And we have a great honoree. And you know what's interesting? Just occurred to me, Germ, by the way, that this is the first time we've honored somebody from this agency. Wow, that's interesting. So that's this Friday. Tom Holman, you know Tom Holman. He is the border czar. I don't know what his official actual title is, because I can tell you the border czar is not on his business cards. But whatever it officially is, he is the big guy who's helping out with border issues and ICE issues. He was asked about some of the stuff that's going on. As we're all looking at it, right? We can't help but look at it. And we see, well, we see attacks on law enforcement officers. It bothers me. Just bothers me. So Tom Holman is asked about that and whether these federal judges who seem to think they were elected president actually have any standing. Cut number six, please.
Sir, I do want to start with that ruling. The judge ordered the administration to stop making indiscriminate immigration arrests in the Los Angeles area and denying detainees' right to legal counsel. She wrote that, quote, roving patrols without reasonable suspicion violate the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution, and denying access to lawyers violates the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution. Will the administration comply with this order?
Look, we're going to litigate that order because I think the order is wrong. I mean, she's assuming that the officers don't have reasonable suspicion. You know, they don't need probable cause to briefly detain and question somebody. They just need reasonable suspicion, and that's based on many articulable facts. So unless she's in the officer's mind, I don't know how she make that, you know, decision that, well, they're not using reasonable suspicion. How does she know that? I mean, every officer has to, you know, bring articulable facts to raise reasonable suspicion, and then it can briefly detain. Well, I don't know how she knows that, but I don't think any federal judge can dictate immigration policy. That's a matter for Congress and for the president, and I know Department of Justice is going to litigate this. We're going to take it to the appeals court.
Tom Holman knows the immigration law. I don't think there's anybody anywhere in America who knows immigration law the way that Tom Holman knows it. Holman can quote it chapter and verse. You're going to have to take my word on that, because I've been around him in D.C. sort of off the clock, if you will, and he's still quoting it chapter and verse. He knows of what he speaks. I think it's three separate times he's retired and been pulled back each and every time into service. That's how good he is on this stuff. And what he says there is quite true. You do not need probable cause. You need reasonable suspicion. And they are two totally, completely different legal standards. And there's a whole bunch of jurisprudence. There are all sorts of court cases, all sorts of rulings that explain what probable cause is and explain what reasonable suspicion is. Reasonable suspicion, for the record, I almost said by the way, for the record, reasonable suspicion in some cases relates to the amount of experience that a law enforcement officer would have. If somebody graduated the academy yesterday and does something based on reasonable suspicion, the defense attorney, if it ever gets to that point, in fact, now that I think about it, the prosecutor, before they even bring the case, will have a conversation with that officer and say, you need to now explain to me what your reasonable suspicion was and what was it based upon. Well, I just got out of the academy yesterday, So I had a class on blah, blah, blah. Okay. Might stand, might not. I don't know. Now, change the situation a little bit. You have an officer who has been on the street for 10 years. When they question that officer about their reasonable suspicion, their reasonable suspicion is predicated upon their experience over the last 10 years, where they've had other situations comparable to this. They know what this has. They know what that is. So it's a very different standard. Probable cause is even higher. When a federal judge, again, the lowest level federal judge, district court judge, when they say, oh, well, that's just wrong, Tom Holman is right. Will the Department of Justice be appealing this? Of course they will. There's no question about that. Of course they will. Will they win? Well, I don't know. I don't do predictions. Although I will predict this, Germ, we will actually get to every single piece of audio I had you load in. Let me get a little piece of cut number 7. We are talking about Bibi Netanyahu, cut number 7.
You know what I say? Shame on you. You should be ashamed of yourself. That's not journalism. That's not ethical. That's succumbing to the worst propaganda. It's like, oh, well, we got some reports from Goebbels. He was the minister of disinformation for the Nazi regime. And that's what these are. These are neo-Nazis. In fact, the previous chancellor of Germany came to see me in the beginning of the war against Hamas. And he said, they're exactly like the Nazis.
What else do you need to know? I'm looking forward to my upcoming trip to Israel. I'm going in August. It's only, good Lord, it's like 3 weeks away, headed to Israel. I can't share all of the details. I wish I could. I would be able to share them after I get back. But I can tell you this. It involves the highest levels of folks in Israel within the government. It was at their invitation. I am traveling with Newsmax. As you know, I do a lot of stuff for Newsmax TV these days. And the Prime Minister's office in Israel put together a list of Americans that they wanted to come. There are a few of us that got the invitation. I guess I just told you exactly what's going on, huh? Well, there you go. All right, 546, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 551, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. That, of course, is Susanna Hoffs. She could have been Mrs. Jeff Katz. It's true. The restraining order made that impossible. But, you know, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Anyway. All right. It is Monday, and it's hot, and it's Central Virginia. You know what that means, right? Right. Thunderstorms. So we have the potential for thunderstorms. Matt DiNardo from 8 News was saying, hey, just a heads up, Jeff, some of them are going to be really, really strong, really heavy, about an inch of rain coming down. And so you need to be aware of that. I don't see anything about flooding, but it's something you need to be aware of. Okay? Simple as that. Now, I had fully expected that at 5:35 this afternoon, Chris Beach, the executive director of the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia, would be yelling at me, rightfully so, because of the four teams competing in our 10th anniversary father figure competition. Three of the teams have secured sponsors for their team jerseys, and the other one is Team Katz. Well, Chris couldn't miss the opportunity. I know he was busy at 5:35, but guess what? Here he is. All right. All right, Mr. Beach, I am I'm sucking it up. I'm ready for you to yell at me as you deserve to do.
Oh, not yelling at all. I mean, already just since a certain email, I've already had one person email me that said they might be interested, but the might, I want to turn that into a definite. So, yes. Not yelling at all because I mean, the goal is four teams is to raise $100,000, and as you saw in that email, we're halfway there already and we're in week 2. So, we're getting there, but this would help us get even further. So, not mad at all, but you should be mad at me because have you ever had one of those senior moments where you put your phone down and you just can't remember where you put it?
Oh, heck yeah. Well, frankly, I put those on the calendar because I'm pretty sure I could be having one at any time now. Are you kidding me?
You're exactly right.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I should probably yell at you because you're not yelling at me. You seem too doggone nice about this. But no, I got to brag on my team a little bit. If you've noticed, and don't tell the other guys, but I've kind of brought in some extras. You know, Jake's Place is donating $2 for every Jeff Katz sandwich sold. Laura Sylvester from the Pie Safe Baking Company doing $5 for every bag of Julia Katz chocolate chip cookies that she sells. The Beaver Dam Grill is part of it. I was just texting with Stan Andruski at Certified Auto Repair. They're getting ready to come on board with something. So I'm just trying to step up the game, man. I'm trying.
Well, you're doing a great job because honestly, I mean, all those people that are supporting you, I'm sending my son. He's going up to Randolph-Macon to do a tour for one of the guys because he's a jacket. And he said, Dad, can I go to Jake's Place and get the Jeff Katz sandwich? So you're inspiring the youth of tomorrow to go out and eat. So thank you so much for what you're doing.
All right. So he's going to be a jacket. What does he play?
He is a football player. He's a football player out at Randolph-Macon. So he's going into the sophomore year. Yeah. Love that, Pedro Arruza. Absolutely amazing coach.
Yeah, well, not only should he get one sandwich, if he's a football player, he should get two or three. Come on, he's got
to... Now, Jeff, remember, I have four boys. Let's keep it down. Let's keep it down, you know.
Yeah, that's true. All right. No, you're right. That's a good point. But we got some great stuff going on. And I got to tell you something, Chris. I am looking at that email. I am so impressed with the other team captains because those guys, they're hitting it out of the park, man. They are getting it done.
Well, bottom line is it's when you're talking about fatherhood and what this money is going towards, the stuff is easy. I mean, it sells itself. I mean, the 100% of the proceeds that we're making from this event are going to go towards the programs like you teach at the Pamunkey Regional Jail. Yep. It's going to go to the programs you teach in Chesterfield. That the other guys teach in Chesterfield jails. It's going to go to our rehab center programs. It's going to go to the hospitals to teach dads before the baby's born. We were at a wedding show, for heaven's sakes, yesterday, promoting premarital coaching, and they said, why is a fatherhood organization here at a wedding show? This is because if we can get couples to be strong together from the very beginning and stay together, they're going to be strong parents, strong husbands, strong wives, and even better fathers. So that's why we are getting to the root of this problem, and all of the proceeds that people are donating goes straight to that. So it's one of those things that's like no doubt.
Chris, we got to wrap it up, my friend, but we're going to have you back this week. We want to talk more about it. That is Chris Beach, Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. I'll get the details up, how you can support us online. I want you to have a fantastic evening. Be listening to Rich Herrera tomorrow morning at 6. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.